From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Iraqi parliament, facing criticism from Sunni Arabs at home and from the United Nations abroad, has backed off a last-minute change to the rules for next week's constitutional referendum. At stake is the definition of a voter in the October 15th vote. Reporter Jonathan Feiner of The Washington Post is in Baghdad. And Jonathan Feiner, what's at issue here is what it takes to reject the Constitution. Explain to us what the rules say about rejection.
Yes, that's right, Robert. What the rules say was left a little bit vague by the people who drafted Iraq's interim constitution, which is the law that's applicable right now until this constitution is eventually passed, if it's passed. And what the law says is that to stop the constitution from being passed, two-thirds of voters in three Iraqi provinces need to vote against the constitution. What hadn't been interpreted until last Sunday was what exactly is meant by a voter. And what the Iraqi parliament decided to do was to define a voter as a registered voter, so that two-thirds of all registered voters would need to vote against the constitution in order to block it. Now, the Sunni Arab politicians here in Iraq who oppose the constitution thought that that made the bar too high and raised many objections to this decision, as did the United Nations.
And so today the parliament reversed itself and said it's not two-thirds of registered voters, but two-thirds of the ballots actually cast.
That's right. What they decided to do was say two-thirds, the bar should be two-thirds of voters who actually turn up at the polls, which is a much lower standard that would need to be met in order to stop the Constitution. People had complained that basically the change that had been interpreted last Sunday would make it absolutely impossible for anyone to stop the Constitution from being passed.
Now, we should say there would have to be two-thirds no votes in three provinces. That's three provinces out of 18. So it would seem now that rejection of the Constitution is quite possible.
Well, it's entirely possible. Essentially, what's expected is that Shiite Muslims and Kurds, who make up the majority of the country, are going to be voting in favor of the Constitution, and that Sunni Arabs, who are about 20% of the population, according to most estimates, are going to vote against it. While the Sunnis are only 20% of the population as a whole, they do boast majorities in at least a few provinces and may well be able to muster two-thirds in some of them. So it's entirely possible that they could get enough support in three of the provinces to block the Constitution.
Now, today's vote, I gather, was overwhelming in favor of clarifying that this is two-thirds of those who actually show up at the polls to vote. Was there any explanation accompanying that vote? Were people shamefaced about what had happened over the weekend?
Well, what the Shiite leaders of the parliament who had pushed this interpretation last Sunday said they were trying to do was prevent, essentially, terrorists, they said, from intimidating voters into not turning out for the election, and thereby allowing a very small number of voters who did turn out to determine the outcome for the larger group.
Well, what are the political handicappers in Baghdad saying about the prospects for approval or rejection of the Constitution in the October 15th vote?
It seems that most people still expect that the Constitution will pass. As I said, the Kurds and the Shiites, who are expected to largely vote in favor of it, comprise a strong majority of the country and have political experience in organizing because they participated very strongly in the January legislative elections that were held here. The Sunni Arabs, who are going to vote in large numbers, is expected against the Constitution, actually boycotted those January elections. And this is their first sort of foray into the political process as voters, and it's not clear how many of their supporters will in fact turn out.
Jonathan Feiner, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's reporter Jonathan Feiner of The Washington Post talking to us from Baghdad.